But Martha became distracted with all her preparations. She came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." The Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." It almost seems rather harsh. I mean, put yourself in Martha's shoes. Sandals might be a little bit more correct, I don't know. The Lord is coming to your house. What do you want to do for him? Treat him just as you would some other guest you didn't know? Treat him as a traveling salesman, as you would treat someone at your door? What would you do? Well, to answer that, I think all we have to do is look at how we prepare our houses and everything when we're having just family over. If you're having friends over, clean the house, make sure it looks tidy, make sure it's clean, clean the bathrooms, clean the front room, clean wherever you think people might possibly go. And then, well, you certainly want to make them feel comfortable when they get there. And so you prepare. Eat, drinks, little snacks, who knows what it is. You know how it goes. You've done it. You've been there. But think about what you would do if the Lord of the universe, the one who created the world, was coming to your house. What would you do? Probably exactly what Martha did. Jesus is here. He is my Lord. I got to do my best for him. And so the text tells us that Martha became distracted with all of her preparations, getting everything just so, so that the house was fine and the food was the best. And then how would you feel if you were the only one out of your family who was doing all the work, who was doing all the cleaning, all the picking up, all the dusting, all the Swiffering, everything that needs to be done? How would you feel if the other individual just sat there? You tell your kids, "Help me with the cleaning," and they just sit there. What would you do? Probably exactly what Martha did. Now in this case, she invokes the Lord's authority. "Lord, does it bother you at all that my sister is just sitting there doing nothing? Doing nothing for you?" "Well, if it does, then tell her to help me." More than likely, it's exactly what we would do. Can't blame Martha one little bit. Not one little bit. What is astounding is Jesus' reply to Martha. Does he not appreciate all that she's doing? Does he not see all that she's doing? Does he not see the reason she's doing it? It's for him. "Martha, you are so, so distracted and worried and bothered about so many things. But the one thing you need to be, Mary has chosen the good thing. And what was Mary doing? We are told she was sitting there listening to him. Jesus says that's the good part. That's the absolutely necessary part when it comes to a relationship with him. To listen to him. What Martha did was not bad. This is not a case of being stuck between a rock and a hard place, or having a choice between two evils. To serve the Lord is a good thing. The Scriptures put that injunction on us. Serve the Lord with gladness. But there's another part that is often overlooked in our Christian walk. There is such an emphasis upon serve, 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 do this, do this, do this, do that in the church. Do it out of love for your Lord. And what is overlooked is Mary's role in this story. And that is to sit and listen to him. Why? Well, it seems as if Jesus is telling Martha, look, Martha, you cannot properly serve me unless I first serve you. If you do not allow me to serve you, then the service that you do for me is nothing but bothersome busy work. You see, we can do no good thing for God unless He first does that good thing for us. If we serve the Lord without listening to Him first, then our motivation will be askew. And we will so very easily lapse into, in theology we call it, works righteousness. To serve the Lord is certainly not a bad thing. Jesus is not saying that. But He first wants to work in us. He first would have us sit and listen to Him. How does one do that? First and foremost, through a study of His Word. Hear what He has to say about our condition. Hear what He has to say about how easy it is for us to be fooled into thinking we can earn our own salvation by serving Him. That's why Jesus says Mary chose the good part. It corrects such thinking when we see very clearly and hear very clearly from His own mouth the fact that our salvation is by grace through faith alone. And when that is heard, and when that is taken in, and when that is taken to heart, then we serve. And that service is then done truly out of a sense of thanksgiving in response to a goodness that He has shown to us already, a goodness that is beyond measure. And that, Jesus says, will not be taken away from anyone. As we stay firmly rooted in His Word, listening to Him, we will stand firm in our faith, and we will serve Him with the proper motivation And we will serve Him the way He wants to be served. Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good part, and it will not be taken away from her. Amen.